My name's Emily Duncan. I'm in 56M.
My name's Jack Green and I'm in 56M.
So tell us what you guys are cooking today then.
I'm cooking potato pea and cauliflower curry.
My group is cooking chocolate and zucchini muffins.
You mentioned a couple of ingredients there which most kids might sort of turn their noses up at, but obviously you're being exposed to a few different things as a part of the cooking class, are you? A few different vegetables and ingredients and so on?
Yes, we have, and some of them you just wouldn't expect us to try and you wouldn't want to try, but it tastes a lot different than what you would think they would.
When I first started, we did different countries like Mediterranean, then we might do Asian, so we swapped it around a bit.
And how has this perhaps changed what you cook and eat at home? Do you do a lot of cooking at home?
I do a fair lot of cooking at home. It's helped us a lot with our skills and been able to make different things, and it'll help us later in life to make different things that most people just wouldn't make.
So what do you both really enjoy about cooking here?
The best part, of course, is eating it and trying it, but it's very fun to be able to make new things that you've never even heard of and just do lots of different skills and learning lots of new things.
Probably just how much fun it is and how great the food tastes, and occasionally we had to do special events, like the latest one was a Junior Master Chef. Our school just did a miniature one for the 5-6s.
It both sounds like you've had a lot more cooking experience than a lot of adults already, I would imagine. Do you have favourite things to cook then, or perhaps or things that you really love to cook, like a signature dish maybe?
I love to cook a rhubarb and berry dish. You've got to like put it in the oven and you add lots of different things, and you make a stack with puff pastry and put like the mixture in between it and all, and I make that a fair lot.
Probably my favourite dish is one that my mum just made up. It's a pasta with chilli and broccoli and a bit of anchovies in it. Yeah, and that tastes pretty nice.
So how do you approach the what you get them to do in the kitchen? What sort of skills, I guess, do you want to give to them? What sort of things do you want them to take away from coming and participating in the classes here?
Okay, I guess confidence is my sort of one of the main things. We want them to be confident. I think everything, that's one thing with cooking, is you need to have a bit of confidence and be a little bit daring with it. They all get recipes, but one thing that I try to instill in them is that you don't necessarily always need to follow the recipes. So that's what we've got going on in there today. I've given them two groups actually are making pizza, and I gave them sort of the basic of rosemary and potato pizza, and then I said, but you can change it as much as you want. So confidence to do that sort of thing. And also, basic kitchen skills as well. So you've got to bring safety into it when you're working with, kids under sort of 13 years of age. And we start them in grade 3, so they start as young as the age of 7 in the kitchen, and they're using proper chef's knives. Each group has a set of chef's knives to use. So obviously basic safety in the kitchen's another thing that we make sure they know. And I always start at the beginning of every year, we start off on a lesson of safety and how to use knives correctly and, even storing the knives and washing them.
Emily and Jack, who we just met, were mentioning some ingredients there, which I'm sure a lot of kids would not struggle with, but would traditionally turn their noses up at, but they were really embracing them and talking about them very excitedly. So how do you approach, that idea of trying to turn kids on to different flavours and different foods and so on?
I think the philosophy of the program is that they're growing, they're harvesting, they're preparing and they're sharing food. So, and I've just from experience, watching what goes on with that, it's not that much of a challenge to get kids to eat things like zucchini and spinach. We obviously, spinach grows all year round in the garden, so we've done so many recipes with spinach, and we've even had the kinder kids come in and cook up spanakopita, which is a Greek pastry dish. It's made with phyllo pastry and feta and spinach. And when children make their own food and get to experience the preparation of it and watch what goes on, it's not that hard to get them to eat the food.
You've mentioned the garden a couple of times, and this is, of course, a Stephanie Alexander garden here, isn't it? So how does that work in with what you do?
Down in our garden, we've got Tracy Gray, who's our garden specialist, and she has... We've had a garden going in the school for quite a few years now, probably a few years longer than the cooking's been going. And it's quite a well-established garden now. There's all sorts of things growing out there at the moment. So the produce that's grown in the garden is obviously seasonal, and that's what gets brought into the kitchen, and that's what we base our recipes on in each class.
Well, hopefully we're going to get some regular recipes from you on the program as well.
Sure.
So the one you've chosen for us today is a red lentil dal. In choosing a recipe like this, what sort of, and how do you match this up to the kids, and perhaps what sort of, you know, what sort of is good about this, I guess, when it comes to you know, this sort of age group and this sort of level of skill?
This red lentil dal recipe I chose for them, one, because it's a great vegetarian recipe, and I like to introduce them to, you know, different sorts of recipes.
So how much work is involved in making this this dish?
Oh, it's a pretty easy recipe. It's probably about the preparation for it, which is just cutting up some ginger and garlic, and onions, is probably only about 20 minutes.
And then the actual cooking, what's involved in that?
Firstly, you're putting your lentils into some water and just boiling it, and then you have to skim what comes off on the top. So you always wash your lentils first. And then all you do is you add to that, you then add your garlic, ginger, and all your spices, so coriander, turmeric, and cayenne pepper. And you cover with a lid and you leave it to simmer down, and the water evaporates and it turns into a sort of a soup, a bit thicker than a soup, so a soupy sort of mixture. And while that's happening, you're preparing some lemon and onions, and so you slice your onions up into fine onion rings and fry them up in a pan with a fair bit of oil, and then you place some cumin seeds into the frying pan with your oil and your onions, and let the onions soften. So you saute it for about 10 minutes probably would be long enough. And once the onions become translucent, you know they're ready. And then all you do is you pop your onions and your cumin seeds and oil on top of your dal mixture and stir it all in, squeeze of lemon over the top, and it's ready to go. Mm. And it's very tasty.